hear voices in my head. That's me. My voice. Now the problem with crazy people is that they don't recognize that voice as their own. One person you don't want to be alienated from is yourself. That's gotta cause problems. My favorite voice speaks from under the lamplight of a roadside diner in the urban sprawl of Los Angeles. Sometime in the 40s, something like a Jim Thompson novel. I'd like to speak from other places that don't exist. Waiting in line at a Dairy Freeze whip stand on a bayou outside Houston. Inside the ghost ruins of the cities of my Martian ancestors. Counter table of the Waffle House with the view of Walden Pond. I was just there. A man about my age comes in for lunch with his granddaughter. He punches unfortunate son and Layla on the jukebox. I'm looking out the window thinking about America and I start to cry. So I pay the waitress for his meal and tell her not to say who it was. Which she does, and he comes out to thank me. Thanks for playing the songs, I answer. You like Eric Clapton, he asks. I think about what to say. It takes a moment. It's a good song, I say. Places that don't exist have something in common. They're real. Places that do exist aren't so real after a while.